Well, thanks so much for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. Still in the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5 through 7 is the Sermon on the Mount. That's where it's recorded. And here's Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Let's think through this passage. First of all, there are two entrances for the spiritual journey. One entrance is high and wide and packed. You can bring all your beliefs and philosophies along with your possessions and pride. Just follow the crowd. The other entrance is small. Only the gatekeeper permits access. To enter, you must set aside your pride and stoop down. This passage talks about two paths. The wide gate leads to the wide road. It's filled with alluring attractions, but what looks inviting on the outside, oh man, it's so empty on the inside. Even in the large crowd, you feel alone. The small entrance leads to a narrow road. This road is built with grace and forgiveness. And when you stumble, others help you up and keep you heading in the right direction. So there are two entrances, two paths, and then two destinations. While the wide gate makes it for an easy entrance and the path is appealing, the end is tragic. The empty promises lead to an empty life and an empty eternity. The end is destruction. The Bible says hell, eternal separation from God. The small entrance and the narrow road provide a different ending. The gatekeeper has paved the way to heaven, eternal fellowship with God. This is the only road that leads to life. So, two entrances, two paths, two destinations. Which will you choose? If you haven't and you'd like to choose the path of life, make this prayer your own. Heavenly Father, I have tried the wide gate and the broad road. That path has left me empty, without meaning and purpose, broken, bruised, and alone. I know that I am on the wrong road. And today, with your strength, I want to start a new journey. I want to trust in the gatekeeper, Jesus Christ, as the only one who can grant access. By his death, he purchased my admission. I accept his invitation. I humbly bow and enter the road that leads to life. I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. You know, if you've prayed that prayer, please let us know. Email us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org. And we'd love to send you some free resources to help you get started on your new journey.